TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
It has begun!
It has started!
Let's get it started in here!
Begun, the title of this movie has.
Andy is dreaming right now, just so you guys know.
And I can't
wake up. Dreamy lost his car keys.
When you start car key, I was like, where is this going? It was like, car keys?
What are cockies? Are they like talkies but made of penis?
I think it's a whole new definition to hot talkies, if you know what I mean.
This dream has gotten so weird. I'm just making up snacks now?
I thought talkies like what they used to call movies in the old days. I'm like, yeah, they call porn, but they named porn a similar thing. Oh, let's go see the cockies. At the local Nickelodeon.
What a twist. I mean, my brain's just doing random word association now.
When was the first porno?
Shortly after the first motion picture camera. And I'm not even joking. That's not a joke.
Oh, it's not a joke. It's not a joke, son. You know what else is not a joke? Mm.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. Fucking clip from the show that took Tim forever to find. Another clip from the show that Tim sort of gave up and just picked one. A clip that Tim definitely gave up and just said, fuck it, I need a third clip. And when you hear this sound,
so you're looking for a laughing place, eh?
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Nothing on this podcast. Sorry, listeners. Mediocrity rules.
That's not going to make sense because there was a bunch of titles in between me saying one thing and me saying the other.
Oh, no.
I just said, welcome to TanCast, and you said, nothing on this podcast, referencing something that happened eons ago for the listener.
Eons ago?
When you eons.
When you said, it's not jokes?
Yeah. And then I plopped in Tim, Andy, Noah, TanCast. Hey, you're listening to a fucking TanCast podcast. This week in here, a fucking clip from the show that took Tim forever to find. Another clip from the show that Tim sort of gave up and just picked one. A clip that Tim definitely gave up and just said, fuck it, I need a third clip. And then when you hear this sound, and then some more music, and then we get back to what you said.
That's the link always.
Tim performed Jocus Interruptus.
It's what I do. Not my fault you don't edit these things ever and don't know how the flow works when I say, hey, let me do something else. And they're like, here's a break.
I was just talking about this, about the podcast. Someone, someone edit it? I'm like, yep, one guy edited it. One guy said he was going to edit one time. He didn't do it.
No, I suck. I kept trying and I kept failing and I kept being bad at it and feeling bad about myself.
I feel bad about myself again. Hmm? I'm Tim the T in TanCast. How were you bad at it?
Like, I just couldn't figure out how to get the shit to, like, move around in the ways that I wanted it to. And, like, I'm going to insert a little thing here. And then everything fucked up. And I was
talking about your sex life or the podcast?
Both.
That's why you got to insert a track on the bottom where you add stuff in. And whenever you add to that bottom track, ooh, you got to add to the other tracks.
Tim's kinky. It's not inserting that bottom track.
Yeah, I got to get it on that bottom track. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be on the bottom. That's where I put it.
I mean,
anybody else edit a podcast? Where do you put your extra track? You know what I'm talking about?
This spice American
things
life.
Up. Spice up. Things up. Bring an extra track into the bedroom. By the way, Andy, who are you?
I'm Andy, and I'm the editing failure on TanCast.
Well, I'm Raw Dog Applesauce.
Old Raw, we like to call him.
So, as by way of explaining what Noah just said, apparently there was some recall on applesauce, but specifically applesauce package, like those pouch things with cinnamon in them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so the cinnamon was with where the lead was getting in.
Okay, well, when you first said that was a recall on applesauce, I'm like, we eat applesauce a good amount here, and we just made some banana muffins with applesauce because our milk was so spoiled. So I'm like, oh, crap. And so then we're like, then when I looked it up, I'm like, oh, that's that cinnamon shit. We raw dog our applesauce in this house. Don't have no time for that cinnamon lube.
And that's my porn name, Raw Dog Applesauce. It's almost like a kid show's porn name. Like, the first part's not great, but the second part is like, oh, applesauce. That's, you know.
For me, it sounds like a kid's, like a Western cartoon. Look out, the maggot's banded in the West. It's Raw Dog Applesauce.
And to me, it seems like the reason that an animator would get fired off of Bluey.
No, that's cuck applesauce.
I was like, is this real news right now? And I was like, this is real news right now.
I probably put a link in the show notes.
So you're looking for a laughing place, eh?
But the animator got fired for putting a chair in Bluey's parents' bedroom facing the bed, which he intimated at some point was a cuck chair.
Editor Tim here. When I went to put this link in the show notes, I found out that the article about this was from a satire website, like Australia's version of The Onion. So this didn't really happen. We fell for it. We're idiots. What are you going to do? I put a link to the Reddit thread where it has the links about how this is bullshit. Anyway, back to the show.
Which there's some guy did a thing about, like, you ever think about, like, every hotel you go to, there's a chair facing the bed. He's like, it's a cuck chair.
I was like, I was going to say, don't you normally, like, if you have a chair, you're not going to have it face the wall away from the bed. So, like, if you have a chair in the bedroom, it's going to face the bed.
Yeah.
But then again, I was thinking all the bedrooms I've had, the only time there's been a chair in there, it faced the desk that was also in there. So that's for your cuck accounting work. Be like, yes. All right. get your 69s in.
Yep. See, we solve this problem by having the chair in our bedroom swivel. So I can either face it towards the bed or face it towards the TV, depending on, you know, what's more exciting. Are the Chargers really close to a touchdown? I might face the TV for a while.
You keep doing what you're doing over here. I'm going to watch this game.
That's the ultimate cuck take back the power move. Like, I have a you gave him a little cuck chair, but then I just turn around and watch TV. You're like, hey. You get cucked over here. Oh, yeah. But yeah, you know, this is a really good rerun of Friends. This is the one where Ross loses his shit about something.
I mean, Chandler's about to lose a toe tip, and you're just, you know, like...
toe tip.
You're still playing around the entrance, you know. Call me back when it's...
Yeah, I've seen this part before. Like, come on, let's get to the action. I wish I could TiVo this. Fast forward.
It's very derivative of your other work.
I get it. You're going to spank her ass three times, and then she's going to call you some variant of daddy.
Well, let's say it was a good start. It's time, guys.
So now it's going to go all crash and burn.
It's time to ask that musical question.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it...
Imagine what that means for yourself.
We'll find out.
What is going to be this time? Oh, man. Good old Paul.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I yawned a little. Sorry, Yanni. Yanni is the music. Can't even keep my meme straight. Oh,
you son of a gun!
I'm such a failure. That's how my week was. I was a failure. I was talking to someone, and they're like, "We would have given you a job, but your feet stank." I'm like, his foot stinks.
Why are you smelling my feet?
Like, we had no choice.
Sorry, there's only one test around here. How good do your feet smell?
And the only one who passes is. It's Raw Dog Applesauce.
Man, like, how much would a job have to pay you for you to accept a job where they sniff your feet? Like, and it's like maybe like a once a week thing that lasts, I don't know, maybe a good 10 minutes.
I mean, no, you're describing sex work right now, so
that is fair. So I'm asking, what's your price?
Yeah, I was going to say, and I definitely have a rate for that, but I'm not giving it out on the internet.
It's like, well, I don't want people coming up to me and like, well, fuck, you got my price. Can't say no.
Speaking of feet, how are Caitlin's?
Slowly still improving.
Okay.
So apparently the hole in her foot is still roughly the same size as it was 2 weeks ago. But the subsurface stuff is fuller and is like connecting up to the skin tissue in good ways. So progress continues to be made, but it continues to be slow progress.
Slower than you want. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So between the job situation and the foot situation, our next window for going out to California was the first week of April, and we're basically like we've already written that off.
Are you about to space paint something?
What?
Something about to space paint something?
Oh.
Oh no! I was playing with my Elmer's glue.
I got it.
My Elmer's spray glue, I should say.
I don't have to feel guilty
for going to Hawaii because you won't be coming out.
Yep. No, you didn't have to feel guilty either way. We just wouldn't have seen you because we're not going to go also all the way out to Hawaii. Just like fly by the Tim family. Hey guys, bye.
Beep, beep.
I mean, as long as you're in Hawaii, you could stay around and be in Hawaii.
Well, that is true. Yeah, but we have been hoping for years to go see the next total eclipse that's happening in early April.
Of the heart?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the total eclipse of the heart. So I talked to my brother's family, and I've been talking to my brother's family about this for years, you know, kind of off and on of, you know, like, hey, let's keep an eye for April 2024. So when we were out there visiting with them in late January, I brought it back up again, and they're like, oh yeah, that's probably not going to work at all for our schedules to go see this thing. I'm like, damn it. So now my family's trying to figure out, like, can we still make it work? It'll require taking Drew out of school like an extra day. Although I think he actually has I think his school system gave him the day of the eclipse off or made it like a remote learning day or some shit like that. I think because they figured out that like a lot of people probably weren't going to be around. But yeah, it's like,
wait, is this eclipse this big of a deal and I'm just missing out?
I mean, it's another total eclipse. Like,
right, but like, is it like
it was a couple years ago?
Take your kids out of school big?
The last one was.
Really?
Yeah. If you were like close enough to go see it, yeah.
Oh, is it? I thought you were saying it was over on this coast.
No. This one is. It's like 400 miles from us or something like that. It's going to go from like Texas to like roughly Chicago direction. So it'll be a stripe kind of up the middle of the country. So it's like an 8-hour drive for us.
Oof.
But, you know, doable.
Just like your nothing.
Just like your feet if I pay you enough.
Oh man, it's sometimes unbidden Tim's version of Mandy pops into my head, and it's always the crescendo around, and everyone knows your mom's fond of whoring. Oh, Andy.
Oh shit, I forgot about that verse.
Oh damn.
Oh,
that was a good song.
I think I sang it with your mom in the audience, didn't
you
I?
You did. You did.
I was
She's
a shitty
like,
friend.
Facts.
You did. No, wait. Did you do that one, or did you do the Mambo number 5, where it was just like all the women's names who wouldn't sleep with you, and you end with not even Andy's mom is going to give me some.
There's a chance I did both.
That is possible.
Andy, call up your mom. Find out.
No.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll ask her when I see
her. I gave it a shot.
Yeah, it's classic. Made me feel re bad about this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, longtime listeners know, but it's just,
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah's an idiot.
No. That knocks differently. That's not knock, knock. That's more like plump, plump.
I was like, there's pressure to make this knock knock joke actually funny. Can Noah do it? Yes, he can.
I actually had no idea where I was going when I started. I was like, let me figure this out.
I mean, you still landed it well. So sort of like you took off, you hit a bunch of birds, and you put it down in the Hudson, and everyone was safe. How was my week?
I was here.
I'm more cautiously optimistic now than I was a week ago. Feeling a little bit better about myself.
That's good.
That's good.
Heard back from the people who didn't hire me. I wasn't expecting to, but I'd said, hey, you know, if you've got anything more specific, you can tell me about why. And it was basically like the answer was it was nothing about you. It was somebody else. They just felt like clicked better with them. I was like, yeah, you know what? That I can't be mad, and I can't be mad at myself for that. They've also since reached out and said, hey, you know, it didn't work out this time, but you know, we got great feedback on you. We really hope that, you know, if another position opens up in the near future, that you would still consider us. I'm like, oh, well, that's weird to tell me you don't want to date me, but then ask if I'd be open to dating you again in the future. But I mean, I did like everyone that I talked to there. So like, what am I going to say? No,
that's better than, I don't want to date you right now. And you ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mama said you ugly.
I can tell you that's way worse.
Yeah, and maybe they were looking for somebody with like one specific skill that it was just like that's I had a different set of specific skills. And it was,
yeah, they had a daughter in Paris.
Exactly. Yep. I was gonna say I was in the wrong Liam Neeson movie. I'm over here like whipping around a lightsaber, and they're like, yeah, but what about the missing kid? Oh, sorry, I don't deal with missing kids. I don't have that particular set of skills.
Well, we need someone who can train Batman, but then turn out to be his enemy.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's I'm good at I'm good at turning on people who are marsupial theme, but not placental mammals.
We need someone who could be Harrison Ford's second in command in a Russian submarine.
See, that one I could have done. I definitely, yep.
Wait, things are going wrong in the submarine.
I'm still going to stand by my captain.
Captain, my captain.
I think. I'm trying to remember. It's been too long since I've seen.
We need someone to raise the child of the person you were dating who died, but he is also wants to get with another kid for Christmas. I know very few Liam Neeson movies, so I'm describing them all.
I see that. I don't even know what the fuck movie that is.
Love Actually.
Oh, shit.
What about... I can't say plot points from this movie, but Gangs of New York. That one.
I mean, I also can't. What about some? What if I knew some gangs that were in on the East Coast?
And one was the leader of the Irish gang.
That's right, already more
Andy?
Than I know.
Yeah, right, right. Yes.
I was like, I think I got this.
Yep.
Oh, there's also a movie where he gets an accent and everyone pretends they don't know who he is.
Burr?
What's the name of Liam Neeson movie? Oh, there's also the one where he's in the snow and he's killing.
Oh, The Gray. Yes. Yep. What if you're fighting wolves, but only in the last scene you don't actually get to see it, but the trailer makes you think you're going to see it.
Yep, that was actually the one I'm talking about, but that was also one.
Oh, there's a different one in the snow?
Well, but like he's in a town and there's like drug dealers and like he starts killing off. He's like the snow plow man and like it was actually kind of good, like in a kind of tongue in cheek way.
Oh, what about when you're a cowboy because Seth, not Myers, not Rogan, not McFarlane roped you into it.
I mean, I can only do that if at one point Charlize Theron puts a daisy in my butt.
All right.
I have very
specific requirements about that.
What if do you have the skills of being a cop with two different faces?
Oh,
that's a Lego movie joke.
Oh. But interesting.
Was he in that movie Darkman?
I was going to say, what if I had the skills of changing my face constantly?
Oh, well done. I've forgotten about Darkman.
I was like, I mean, that sounds like a reference to a different movie.
I thought it was a Darkman reference, and then I realized it wasn't, and then I started to make a Darkman reference, but Noah just said Darkman, so took all the winds out of my sails. But speaking of putting winds in my sails, I should have a couple of very promising interviews the first half of this coming week.
So, oh, I forgot that the beginning of this Liam Neeson flight of fancy was you talking about your job prospects.
It was.
Forget used about to that. Be. We need to talk about the Liam Neesons.
Yep.
the Liam Neesons, though?
On Thursday, Caitlin and I, when she had a foot doctor appointment to go look at the hole in her foot, got a text from Drew that he needed a... I was taking a ceramics class, and he needed a polyurethane spray, like sealant finishing, whatever, like coating thing. And it was like, it was urgent. Like, hey, is this something that you can get today? So Caitlin and I went around and, like, you know, finally found out that they sell that stuff at Home Depot, found some. We were like texting him like, oh, does it have to be oil-based or water-based? And, like, he wasn't getting back to us because he's in the middle of school. And it was like it was a whole thing. So Friday, as we're on the way out, I'm like, don't forget to take your spray can, your rattle ball can to school. Because you told us yesterday. So he takes it. He doesn't put it in his backpack. He stuffs it in the back of the seat, the car seat in front of him, and then goes to class. And I get a text from him like 5 minutes later. Can you drive back to school? I left the stuff in the car. So I go back to the school. I leave it for him. He gets like a special pass so he can go pick it up at the office. He takes it to his art class and then finds out they can't use it that day because it's raining outside. So it was like there was an area in it was like an overhang or whatever that was on like concrete. But apparently the school has set like a very strict rule that kids are not allowed to spray there. They're only allowed to go spray in the grass. And he's like, it's a stupid rule and it was all wet and we couldn't go out in the grass. Like, yeah, man, it's because they don't want, like, you know, fucking spray paint and polyurethane or whatever building up on the sidewalk and making it slick and slippery when it gets wet. He's like, it's never gonna get wet. It's got an awning over the top of it. I'm like, hey, man, what happens to dry areas with people when people with wet shoes walk in from the rain into them? He's like, fuck you and the school. Fuck you both. I know, man. You're just mad. So he brought it home, and the first thing he asked when he walks in is, hey, if I set up a box in the entryway, can I spray this stuff inside? Because it's still raining outside. I'm like, no. Like, why would you think that I would let you spray this stuff? He's like, I'm going to put like boxes around it and whatever. Like, I'll like completely cover it with cardboard. Like, that's great. It's an aerosol. It's still going to be all over the inside of the house. Plus, I'm going to have to fucking smell it. Like, no, you're not spraying that inside the house. And then I find out that the whole reason he didn't use it at school is, like, the school doesn't let him spray it inside, and the school doesn't even let him spray it under an overhang. I'm like, so you thought that, like, the school rules, like, the house rules are going to be, like, way different than that? Like, the school won't let you spray it inside, but your parents will? And he was like arguing with me about it for a while. I was like, this is a dumb argument. And it stops right now. Cause no, I'm the parent. I just get to say no about shit sometimes.
That is a cool feature of being a parent.
It is. But let me tell you, it gets less effective as they hit 15.
You got to work for it. Like anything you love, you got to work for it.
Yeah. I mean,
denying happiness is just one of those things you got to work for. Yep.
Welcome to adulthood. The reason is no, and fuck you. Lots of things in your life are going to go this way. Get used to it. No, fuck you.
I sometimes think about that. If like if your kids like really, really didn't want to do and just weren't like refusing, like what, like even if like threats were not working, like I'm like, what do you do? Like I think about that with like the kids I'd volunteered with of like. Like, you can't, like, really, you can't, like, you can threat them, but they're like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, shit. I don't know where to go from here. Like, because the only escalation is, like, physical, like, altercation. I'm like, that does not seem like a good idea.
Oh, there's plenty of shit that you can do before physical altercation. It's like.
Well, when you're a parent, you have a lot more options available to you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if for some reason they figure out, like, actually, if I just say I don't care, like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, but then you actually go through with all the things that you're threatening to take away from them, and usually change their tune pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying, like, if, like, they're like, well, you're going to take TV away, I'm still going to try to watch TV. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying kids would do this, but I'm thinking if they just like were just for some reason you had some kid where it's like they're just like, I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want, which I'm sure happens.
Yeah, I mean, I've known people who've had kids who did that, and it was we cleared out their like we took everything interesting out of their room and mm-hmm. reversed the lock on the door.
Wow.
And basically like they'd come home, we'd lock them in their room, like, and they'd stay locked in their room. And it was like, when your homework is done, or if you have to use the bathroom, you can come out. But until then, I'm going to sit outside this door and you're stuck in there. You know, it's like, welcome to prison.
Well, I've never known that.
And I hope you never do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean, but this was like, This kid was in like intensive counseling and like special, this kid was, and not from like it wasn't like parental abuse or anything. It was like, this kid was just emotionally not well.
Yeah. Cause it turned out somebody was locking him in the room and it was really fucking up the psyche.
That was at the end of years and years and years of the kid.
I mean, that's like, what they told you.
No, I was friends with them for years.
Yeah, they keep these dark secrets from their friends, Andy. Oh, that's okay. What friends do.
I see.
You don't even want to know the dark secrets I kept from you.
You don't even want to know, son. Even when we lived together, I had dark secrets. You ever wonder why all those hobos went missing?
Oh, shit. Just kidding. I did wonder why the roses out back sprang back to life all of a sudden.
That's right. I created a secret society of hobo gardeners. I took that a different direction than you were expecting.
They did a really good job.
They were great.
Now I sent them off to Portland.
I'm just trying to figure out if that was a Liam Neeson reference or not.
Oh, no.
Cold Pursuit and The Unknown.
Okay.
Those are two movies I was trying to think of.
First of all, I thought that was one movie, Cold Pursuit and The Unknown.
That's the weirdest buddy cop movie ever.
His partner doesn't play by the rules. What's your name? I don't know. What should you do next? I don't know.
Okay. So, quick story about Cold Pursuit. Well, originally by a grieving snowplow driver seeks out revenge against the drug dealers who killed his son.
Grieving snowplow driver.
It is actually like a pretty good movie. Like, it's not like gonna blow your mind, but it was like, all right, that was an enjoyable experience. But like when I went to go see this movie, I came in like a little late. It was like the best thing ever. Like I sit down, and this guy behind me whispers, "You didn't miss much," and he tells me like whatever little thing I missed before I came in. I'm like, thank you, buddy. I was like, that was very kind.
You're like, good looking out.
Yeah. I'm like, no one's ever done that for me before. I appreciate it. Anyways. Any more you want to say about your weekend, dear?
No, that was it. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I get some good interviews this week. Based on some stuff that was happening last week.
Hope you get at least one foot sniffer.
Yes, me too. Actually, no, you know what? I want to be way more specific than I can be.
Okay.
So, guys, remind me after the show. But all there's right. one of the potential interviews for this week is really weird, like how much it connects up with other parts of my life. That's the gist of it. It's like there was one of them I was like, oh, huh. Can I just like have that one? Cause it like, it's like, that feels like the final jigsaw piece in my life. Like this is the one that connects all of the other ones around it in a really weird way.
Andy.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the specifics of the picture I saw of you on How to Not, or that like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. We couldn't see your face, right? We could just see some of you.
It was you saw an arm, the side of the mouth, no nose. You saw one eye, glasses. So you like you saw from the side of the face over, and I think the face was turned, so like you didn't even see like the ear. I think on that side.
Okay,
but it was the mouth wide open. Hey, hey, like I often do in pictures when I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. It was an eye that was the right color eye for me. It was a shirt that I own, or one very much like a shirt that I owned.
Okay.
I don't anymore. I mean, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And the glasses were like the same style of glasses that I wore at the time.
And did you recognize the woman?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at
all. That's what I was like. I'm trying to remember, like, if you, I guess if you did that, would have like solved that like thing right there of like, oh yeah, like I know who that was.
Yeah. Nope. No idea. No idea. I even like there was a thing of like, you know, you can contact the person, and like I contacted them. I'm like, hey, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I took a copy of the picture and like drew an arrow to the person next to them. I'm like, is that me? And if so, who the fuck are you? And like, I described myself, and I like, you know, said, you know, like where in the country it is and stuff like that. But I was like, this is very weird because I don't know who you are, but I swear to God that looks like me. And like all of my friends think that it looks like me.
Did we ever talk about this on the show?
I don't think so.
We're kind of getting like bits and pieces.
I mean, we've talked about a lot of shit over the last 15 years, almost 16, Jesus.
So just to clue in the audience, many years ago when Hot or Not was a thing, I used to go on there and like...
Let's explain Hot or Not really quickly. It was a website where people would post pictures of themselves.
Yes.
And other people could rate it.
Yeah. They'd be like, are you hot or are you not?
Yes.
And then I think eventually it turned into a dating website or something, or maybe that you could message people, or I don't remember that specific part of it. But I was on there one time, and yeah, I saw this picture that I'm like, yeah, it wasn't enough of Andy to be like 100% sure, but I'm like, that looks like Andy. Like, and I think the first time I wasn't able to get like a screenshot, I somehow was able to track down the picture again and like send it to you all or send you a link to it and be like, hey, is this you?
Yeah. And yeah, that's one of those like mysteries in my life that I still think about every once in a while, every once in a very great while. It's like, was that me? Cause I can still kind of remember the girl's face too. And I was like, was that me? And if so, who the fuck was she? Or was I just drunk somewhere and I photobombed someone and that's why they cut me out? Was this like two ships passing in the night and someone took a picture of one ship and my buddy saw like, hey, I think that other ship is my roommate.
There's a podcast story I heard once where I think this person was going, like looking at a dating app and came across a photo, or maybe it was a guy, and it was like, his apartment and his dog. And like, and he's like, what the fuck is this? It turned out like, I think like someone was dog sitting for him or house sitting, and they brought along a friend that, and while they're doing the thing. And then the friend took a picture while they were there and then posted on the dating website. But for a while he's like, cause yeah, he didn't recognize the person. But he definitely recognized his apartment and his dog. He's like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird, man. I wonder how many pictures out there include one of the three of us. And we just like, we have no idea who the people are, but we're still in their pictures. Cause I think about it. Like I have a ton of pictures with like, you know, we're at the Statue of Liberty and there's other people like kind of standing a little bit near us and they're in the side of the picture.
I think if you visit any popular like big city, you're 100% going to be in like the background of pictures, especially if like you're at a touristy place. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I think about that as well. Like how many people out there just got like me just looking in the background like, oh, what's going on over here? My week.
I wonder how many Disneyland pictures I'm in.
Ooh, yeah, oh, probably. Yeah.
I'm sure like people in, like it, like people bought their Splash Mountain photos like, who is this idiot?
Or who's this zaddy?
I don't know if I was quite zaddy status when I was in Disneyland on the regs.
On the regs.
On the regs. I was more on my just post-twink era.
I was going to say.
More like twinky, like plump and filled with creamy filling.
Oh, yes, you were, baby.
You were definitely in your twink era when the one picture from Splash Mountain that I wish I could have bought.
Oh, is that the one where you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
Yes.
Yeah, we were all showing our nipples.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was closing time, and they were so close to selling us the picture, and then someone's like, no, we can't. Like, someone else, like, came out and shut it down, like, as we were about to make the transaction, like, get the printout. They're like, nope. We're like, oh, come on. It's three dudes, and it's closing time, and don't you just want to be rid of us? Nope.
Well, one way or another, we are going to be.
Yeah.
That's what we decided.
Doesn't mean you ain't getting that picture.
Yeah, it was you and Dan, I think, went full shirts off, and I had raised my shirt and, like, was pointing at my nipple.
Yes.
Ooh, look at you little sexy goblins.
Yeah.
Well, that's back when we were prime and tight. 18 years old, none of this flippity flab.
Yep. Still had hair on my head.
I still had all my teeth. I was a fox.
I just like someone who's like not listening to this. Like, imagine like as a toothless person, just like
yeah, someone who doesn't know what I look like now or yeah. What Andy looks like now.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I made a really enticing picture of myself.
I still have all my teeth because all the ones I paid for are mine.
Whoa, look at me. Who's bragging? Oh, all the ones you paid for. Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, you're trying to mock him. He's mocking himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got two crowns.
And they're not on your head.
No. I'm not the king of shit. Hey, you really nailed all these interviews. Really? Can I have a job? No, fuck you. See, those are the rules of being an
Maybe
adult.
Maybe if you had. No, never mind.
Oh, sorry. We went from high school nipples to that again. Thanks, Andy.
You made it too real.
Too real.
Wah.
Also, my week, on Monday, so I have a friend who lives in the East Bay, and she comes to the city for voice lessons, and so, like, you know, when she comes, we'll, like, hang out, and, like, she's like, where should we go? I'm like, well, we should try to explore, like, a part of the city we don't normally go to, so I don't go to Japantown a lot, so we went to Japantown. And
I was, like, imagining you guys, like, we should explore a part of the city we don't often go to, so then we're in the sewers. Wrestling crocodiles.
There's plenty of bug bound stuff before we get there.
Oh, okay. We found a wise rat and three or four turtles.
Oh, did I send you a clip about the guy who's like, why are they wearing masks?
So you're looking for a laughing place, eh?
Yes, I don't know if he sent it to you, but I definitely saw it.
You know, it's funny. We just watched the first season of Daredevil, and I was explaining to Drew the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Daredevil connections just this week.
He's just like, they know who you are. You're not fooling, I don't know how you said, but it's like, you're not fooling anybody. I'm like, that
Wait,
a fair
is that
point.
Donatello? Can't tell. He's got a mask on. All right. Move along.
So we went to Japantown. There's like a multi-building mall there. It's actually right across the street from where we did the first escape room, Tim.
Okay.
And so we go in the mall. We, you know, we walk around. We get some ramen. And there was like a karaoke bar in this mall that's like, it's been around for a long time. Like, you just look at it like, oh yeah, this was designed like 80s maybe. Like, there's like a cardboard kind of black cutout of like the cityscape with, you know, light up like different color lighted windows, you know, window panes. And so it was like $2 to sing a song. My friend, she's a singer, and she sang a song there. And it was kind of slow, and that wasn't, you know, it didn't cost money. So I was like, we could also go across the street where it's free to sing. And so we go across the street, go downstairs. There's like no one in there. And it was like, okay, maybe not here. And then, you know, she's like, well, we're like, no big deal. No karaoke. We'll just walk around. But then there's like another karaoke bar, like a couple, you know, storefronts down. So we go down there, and there's a few people in there. There's like a couple who like have luggage. So look, you know, they look like they're either about to go somewhere or you know, about to head home, or they had just arrived. And then there's three, I think, Japanese men sitting at the end. and they're all just singing like in these Japanese songs that I did not understand, but they're like, they're so like serious and like somber. And they're good singers though. So, you know, my friend sits down and, you know, she like puts in a couple songs, and the couple on at the end of the bar who are like a little younger, they put in some songs, and we're like, we're having fun. We're singing like poppy songs, and like we're laughing. And then like they would cut back to the Japanese man when they sing a song, and just like, and they're just like, it's, and like, you know, like, it's like okay. But so it was like the step was like you had like you sat at the bar. There was a screen, and it fucking rated you. Like after every song, it would give you like a number. That algorithm. I was not accurate, I'm going to tell you. Like, sometimes, like, if someone sing a song, I'm like, really? You give that high rating? And then someone else sing a song, I was like, that's really good. I'm like, really? That low? But so I sang a song. I sang a couple songs just because, like, it wasn't – I was able to sit at the bar and sing, and I didn't have to go up on a stage and just be in front of everybody, which I realized, I'm like – I mean, A, I still don't love karaoke because I don't think I'm a good singer. But also the aspect of, like, getting up – on stage in front of people is also what the thing that kind of like, nope, not interested in that. But yeah, so we talked to the couple for a little bit. They're from New York, doing like business. Like one worked at Google and one worked as like a nonprofit. And it was like, it was fun. Like, you know, we were singing pop songs. Everyone was singing. I was like, all right, I kind of get like this aspect. I think I, you know, when we did, I think I got burnt down on it. Like, because I wasn't singing, I was just for the social aspect, and I was just interested. I got, like, some of these are good singers, but some of these people are terrible.
All right, you're leaving out the heat of the meat. What'd you sing?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the heat of the meat. No, heat my meat.
I gotta get some meat heat.
Sang it is Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
All right.
And I sang Call Me Maybe.
all right. Picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, and then I sang also Aha.
Take on me.
Take on me.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. Oh, did you hit the high notes?
Fuck no. Oh. I wasn't hitting the regular notes.
What's that? I don't mean it. I mean, that song is a famously high chorus.
I wasn't trying to hit high notes. It's just it was more I was picking songs that I enjoy that I know other people enjoy. And I, you know, I knew that, you know, at least a couple next to us were going to, you know, be on board.
In a day or two.
See, you need to come out next time, buddy.
You need to invite me next time.
All right.
No, there's not a 100% chance I'll be available, so I'm not going to put it all on you. Did you sing Hit Me Baby One More Time?
No.
Jack Black style?
No.
Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Which I just sent you guys?
Yep. Enjoyed it. It's definitely better than when I sing Baby One More Time.
I was like, I can't wait to hear the full version of this song. I'm in it to win it.
So you're looking for a laughing place, eh?
Jack Black just feels like he's living his best life.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I should say Tenacious D, not just Jack Black.
Yeah, well, that's yes. Fair.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but Tenacious D cover of Wicked Game is fucking amazing.
I've heard that as well, and I would concur.
Chris Isaac? Wait, that's right?
Yes, Isaac? Chris okay. Isaac, fellow Stockton homeboy. I guess I'm the only Stockton homeboy on this podcast.
Yes, I lived in Stockton, but...
I was born there. You only adopted the Stockton. I was born in it. I didn't breathe fresh air until I was a man. I didn't know what a city was that had a Red Lobster was until I was in college.
Red Lobster.
I'm kidding. I think we had a Red Lobster.
So yeah, that was, you know, that was enjoyable. And then last night I went to, there's this thing I signed up for where I pay $5 a month, and at least once a month they will send me two tickets to some event. Like they send me a list of like different things that I can pick from, and I pick what I want to go to. Oh, actually, two things. First, I also got a ticket for this other event that was like this kind of electronic drone-y like music thing, and I invited a friend, and so I got like, you know, different types of weed strains. One's supposed to make you like more upbeat and active, and one's supposed to make you more chill. Mm-hmm. So I bought the more active one, and I take an edible. It just made me fucking sleepy as fuck.
Don't take the chill one after that.
Playing this droney music, and I was like, oh shit, I could just. My friend was saying like, oh, she had been to this space before. Sometimes it's pillows. I'm like, I could use a fucking pillow right now. Like, I would lay the fuck down and just listen to this music. And at one point, there's like one little couch in the corner. So we sat down on the couch and I was like laying my head back. And like, she kept trying to wake me up. And like, part of me was just like, I just want to say, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to sleep over here. And then she kept asking me like these kind of like deeper questions. I'm like, hi. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? What's going on?
What is this, hot ones? Calm down.
She's like, What are your people? What kind of people? Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what? And she's like, what are you looking for in a partner? What qualities? I'm like, oh, man.
Somebody who finds me funny.
Someone who just lets me sleep.
Somebody stopped asking me so many fucking questions.
And then she like was asking me like, had I ever slept outside or something? And I totally, like, I feel like the other ones I was kind of aware for, but that one I'm like, I'm totally blanking on like what the conversation was. She told me some story that I've forgotten. But yeah, it was enjoyable. I was like, oh yeah, lesson learned. Maybe I shouldn't, even if it says it makes you active, it just makes me sleepy as fuck.
I mean, I feel like that's all bullshit. It's like, oh yeah, this one's more of this is a mellow high, and this one's a kind of an active high, and this, it's all pot, man. What effect is it gonna have? It's gonna have a pot effect. That'd be like, what, like, oh, I'm gonna have some wine. This is a happy wine. This is a mellow chill out wine. This is a get up and dance wine. No, man, it's fucking wine. It's gonna make me a little tired and a little itchy.
Yeah, this is my chill vibes espresso. No, that is your fucking tweak out for the next 40 minutes espresso.
Yeah. I feel like it doesn't always have the same, and I don't know what the difference is, but definitely have been times where I felt like a little bit more, like I had energy, but sometimes I just feel fucking sleepy. And that was one of those times. So I was like, I felt kind of bad for it because I think she was trying to like engage me. I'm like, I just want to chill the fuck out and not talk right now.
Maybe somebody sprinkled a little crack in your other weed, man.
Sprinkle some walnuts on it.
Crack walnuts.
So the other thing I got for this thing, which if you're in the Bay Area, which I don't think any of our listeners are, do more is if you got free time, it's worth it. $5 a month, you get tickets to all these different things. I got this tequila thing. So you get to like try all these different tequilas. And I took a friend with me and we were trying, you know, all these different ones. And we go up to this one that was like a mezcal. And they're like, they're telling us like the planet's from. Like, he's like, this is the best mezcal here or something like that. I'm like, okay. I taste it. It tastes earthy as fuck. Like, it tastes like they just like poured some alcohol in the dirt and they just put that in a glass. Like, here you go, buddy. So I was not into either. Both of them are pretty earthy. But then the kicker was, after we finished it, we were smelling our glass and it smelled like horse manure. Like, I was like, this smells like horse manure. And my friend like sniffed her glass, like, yeah, it does. And it just like, even though the glass wasn't even in my face, I just smelled this it wafting up into my nose. I'm like, we need to get some different tequila in this glass quickly. So yeah, I don't remember the brand name. I wish I did, because then I would tell you to avoid it unless you like the horse manure smell.
I mean, grassy and earthy. Yeah, that's probably anything with those two. With those two smells, yeah, it's probably going to smell like horse manure. But if something smells grassy, like, that makes me worry that, like, maybe that shit had, like, some formaldehyde or something in there.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, one would hope not, but Jesus. I do not associate good mezcal with earthy or grassy or both.
Oh, and it was not smoky at all.
Yeah, that is exactly what I associate mezcal with.
No, this was a whole different game. And the guy was very proud of it. I'm like, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know.
I mean, definitely full bodied in the smokiness. Like, you know. But yeah, not. Oh, yeah. We smoked it. No, you just poured it through hay. You forgot to light the hay on fire.
I had Baiju once. I think that's what, is that how you say it, Andy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know if that's how you say it.
The Chinese. Yeah. That, like, so that just tasted like I went to a barn and just grabbed some stuff off the ground and just shoved it in my mouth. I was like, that is not good at all. Like, that just tastes like barn.
Barn.
But I'm sure someone likes that flavor out in the world. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just amazing. Like, all these different flavors that, like, aren't appealing to me, but are appealing somewhere. Maybe that flavor tastes totally different to somebody else. I'm like, oh, that's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, lots of of really pungent cheeses. Like they smell like unwashed, sweaty foot.
Tim's favorite feet cheese.
Yeah. But I mean, if you put like that cheese with like, you know, some herbs on like a, you know, nice crostini or a little cracker or something like that, maybe with a little bit of meat on there. Like, yeah. Oh, this is, I'm in heaven. Give me all that stinky cheese.
I love that stinky cheese.
There are limits.
Tim doesn't even like Parmesan though, right? That's the one you call sticky feet cheese, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was delicious.
No. Yeah.
And like Parmesan's the beginning of the stinky cheeses that I like. Like,
let me say it is not 100% no on Parmesan. It is the, oh, let's just raw dog some Parmesan on this pizza. Like, it's not going to be melted onto like some chicken where it's delicious. Just, oh, we have some pizza. What this needs is more cheese. It has cheese on it. No, but I'm going to put some cheese on my cheese. Yo, dog, I heard you like cheese. I'll put some cheese on your cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
You going to cook that? No, I'll leave these smelly feet waftings for everyone else to enjoy while everybody's trying to have some pizza. You can smell my feet.
So Tim doesn't like, if you got like a spaghetti bolognese, you know, meat and tomato, you don't put a little Parmesan on the top of that?
Fuck no, dude.
Oh my God.
I got my carbs. I got my marinara. I'm set. If you want to throw a little protein in there, we're all good. But we don't need to bring cheese into this. Yeah. Maybe put some cheese on the garlic bread, but that's going to be some melted mozzarella.
That's true. That is true. I mean, cooking does change the flavors of stuff. Like, stuff that has that has cilantro or coriander in it and gets cooked tastes way different than raw coriander or raw cilantro.
Raw dog coriander.
Oh, no. I mean, I will raw dog coriander in the way that, like, I will piss on the grass like a dog. I will piss on it.
I will piss on it at any stage of its cooking development. Actually, I don't know that I have any strong feelings about whatever that word you just said, colon cancer or whatever it was called.
Coriander.
Yeah, usually it's called coriander when it's cooked or the seed. And the seed tastes different than the stem.
Yeah, but seed tastes different than my stem. Yeah. One's salty and one's kind of creamy. Man,
it boggles me how we have not blown up.
It is weird. Like, it's so weird. Mainstream success is right around the corner every day.
I know. It's like I keep making this podcast and be like, okay, can we be popular now? Fuck no. Fuck you.
So, yeah, that was like the highlights of my week. Right, it was an enjoyable week.
Oh, no, I did have something to share with you about what we talked about, I think it was last week, about the, like, a partner who doesn't laugh at your shit.
Oh, yeah.
That hit me kind of deep, and I did something just dumb, stupid, me shit to make my wife laugh. And she cracked the fuck up, and she's like, oh, man. She's like, I know it's a good thing because we're married and we have a kid together and everything. She's like, but you're like my favorite person to be around. Like you make me laugh at random times.
Oh,
and I thought about that and I was like, aw. And then I thought, and she does the same for me. I want to be really clear. Like we'll be watching something and she'll make some random reference on something. I'll be like, oh fuck. I was right there with you, babe. Oh, thank you. Like you just reached into my heart and pushed the joy button. Sometimes I wish you would reach into my pants more often and push the joy button there too, but.
See, you need to do is somehow attach a machine that is to your penis that's triggered by laughter.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, that's what Sandy sounds like when he comes, guys. I didn't know if you knew that.
It is.
We know.
Like a bear trying to chase you away from the bird feeder because I realized there were seeds in there.
Come.
Oh, no, I'm going to jizz.
Yes, and then I tip my top hat. Good day to you, madame. And I strut away with my cane and flowing robe.
Man, could you imagine if you wore Cloak. That device while we're doing tan casts? You'd be jizzing all over the place.
Who says I'm not?
Fair enough.
Oh, success, you still elude us. But yeah, so that whole thing that made me think of Noah and, you know, the marriage that you went through. I was like, oh, I gotta hug my boy extra next time I see him.
I mean, I'm doing all right.
I know you're doing okay. Doing all right.
I mean, like, you know, it's nice to have the partners, but I have a lot of friends who laugh at my jokes, and I'm like, that's good too. Now, if you would just touch my penis.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe I'll just hug you low. It'll be a one hand. Right.
I'm up. Proximity says I'm the one who has to do it.
Well, no, because then he's got to like make eye contact with you later. Like, I can just like dip into town.
You know how long it is. He might not be able to see that I'm doing it.
Yeah, he'll just sit in that chair and just turn his back to me. Yep.
I'm gonna watch the Chargers.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Split the uprights.
Touchdown is what Noah says when you're touching his chest. No, touchdown. Stomach, touchdown. Knees, touch up.
So you were talking about Home Depot earlier. Mm-hmm. I went to and exited a Home Depot for what is probably a stupid reason.
Can we tell us pork?
Tell us more.
Well, I was there because I was like, okay, so there's a couple things, home improvement related stuff that I wanted to get around the house. I wanted to get a new light bulb for this room that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get some more weed killer for the weeds that just keep thriving on all this un-California like rain. They're like, oh, we drink this sweet elixir of life and we come back. Like, no, I sprayed you with death juice. So I have to get more death juice. And then
they
I was
scoff
also
at your death juice.
They do scoff at my death juice. But some of them might rip out by the roots while the ground is still wet. And I'm like, ha-ha, your death is my happiness.
And they're like, oh, hang on, let us drop a million seeds while you rip us out.
Yeah, so does the bitches. I was going to get some more plants that I actually want in my yard to replace the, all right, side story in the middle of this story, which is already not that interesting. It's not as good as Noah's or Andy's penises.
I am riveted, Tim. Go on.
You're lying and I appreciate it. So I decided like I wanted like one of those little stone planters essentially, mm-hmm, outside my house. I'm like, that's a good look. I see them when I'm walking around the neighborhood. I'm like, we could totally just get one of those and put a plant in there. Mm-hmm. I think I may have mentioned this before that I decided to pick lavender because lavender is a strong smell and cats tend to not want to be near it.
Yeah.
And Andy laughed at me, but the cats really haven't been showing up in my yard much since. And I was like, I got one, but for some reason I didn't pull the trigger on a second one. Like I wanted to have two sort of like it was matching. And so Danelle got me a second one for Christmas. We got a second thing of lavender. We put it in there. But that one is not under the awning of the roof. So it just feels like there's nowhere for the rain to go. It's just like this nasty goulash of rain water just piling up in the soil. And like the lavender immediately, like it looks sad and dead.
It's like too much.
Oh, and also, I don't know if I told you this, we got a Lumi for Christmas, which is a composting machine. So you take your food waste and it turns it into soil that you could use to plant. And so before we realized what was going to happen with that, we put some of the Lumi dirt in there with the lavender, and like it just made this disgusting looking soup of just like organic goo. And so I'm like, hey, I'm going to replace that with something else. And maybe like I'm sure our rainy season is coming to an end. So at some point I'll be like, it'll flourish again. And so I was going to get some plants for the ones that have just straight out died in the backyard. Cause I'm like, water them. No, they'll figure it out. Oh, no, they didn't. They're just dead.
Yeah. Is that how they do it in nature?
Yeah. If they want water, they gotta work for it.
Hey, non-native plant, welcome to California. Fucking figure your shit out. Bye.
I mean, that's the other owner's problem. They're the ones that planted them. Anyway, so I was getting ready to do all of this, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And I went to go to the bathroom at Home Depot, and it was one of those, go see the front desk for the code to get in the bathroom. I'm like, oh. Fuck this whole store. And then I just left.
If I can't shit without punching a code, fuck you.
So then I went to Target, which was one door down or whatever, and I was like, oh, they have a lot of the same stuff that I want here. And I went to go in their bathroom, and like it was full. Like there was like every urinal and every stall was taken, and someone's ass melted in there. Like it was like someone's butthole went the nuclear option. Like they were like, it is time. And then also there was like, There was like a dirty diaper on the floor with some clothes. And I was like, you know what? I'll just tie this off forever. I don't need to go to the bathroom anymore. Someday I'll be home and I'll handle it.
That's why sometimes it may be good to have a cozy bathroom.
Oh, damn it. You've made Home Depot's point for them.
We only want people shitting here that really want to shit.
These people really want to shit.
We don't want these ne'er-do-wells with their diapers coming in here.
But I did buy stuff at Target.
Side note, I think all people should just let you use the fucking bathrooms. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think I talked about, like, there's a point in my life where I was having, like, some type of IBS stuff where I would just have to go sometimes, like, unexpectedly. And it is stressful as fuck. And, like, you know, when you're thinking about, like, is there going to be a bathroom around, like, that someone will let me use so I don't shit my pants?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was, like, a little snapshot. And, like, I know there's people who have more chronic things where, like, that is a constant battle for them. Yeah, and I'm like, fuck. People just let you use the fucking bathrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, also, you know, from, like, if you're just an employee, I understand, like, because, like, you know, management's like, come down and clean the bathroom and someone fucks it up, right? And so it's you have to deal with it. And so, like, it sucks. Like, you know, like, I'm like, I understand, like, why you don't want to, like, deal with everyone using your bathroom and deal with the consequences of that, you know, fortunately, because we don't have enough bathroom fucking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and, you know, some people use the bathroom like normal humans, and other people, especially if it's a bathroom they don't have to clean up, they'll just like piss on the floor, shit on the walls. Like it gets real Jackson Pollock in there.
I mean, I think also like, you know, fortunately, like houses people don't have normal bathroom they can use. And like, you know, they still need to do their hygienic, like, you know, I want to brush my teeth or whatever. I want to do like a little bathing. I want to clean myself up, you know, whatever it may be. Like,
yeah.
And like the bathroom is not designed to do that in a way that like after they're done doing it, it is left looking like it did when you get in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I've told this story multiple times, but back right before we moved out here, so, you know, 18-ish years ago, I was...
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say, like, 1846. I'm like, sir, yeah. No.
Back in 1846, we got a wagon. We came out to the Great West, and...
We had to watch out for raw dog applesauce. Wandering the prairie.
Yep. I had a very particular set of skills. I was shoeing horses. I was a farrier. I'm a furrier. I also made hats. Could never tell my two jobs apart. Sometimes I made hats for horses' feet. It was a real confusing time in 1846. And I shat a lot, probably because we didn't boil our water. Anyways, like 18 years ago, I was moving across the country away from all my friends and family, getting married, and I changed jobs. Like all within months of each other, and that was a rough bowel time in my life.
Rough bowel time. It's just a very specific way to refer to something.
Yes,
it's not easy bowel time. It's rough.
Yes, that may be the genesis of never trust a crampy fart.
Was there more to that story?
No. Just I was commiserating with you.
Oh, gotcha. I wasn't sure if you had like a specific, unless you'd like to hear some more about... to use the bathroom, like, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, my life dodging raw dog applesauce. I can tell more about that, but I don't think the listeners have got time for all of that.
Oh, this is random, and only because just now it has triggered the association with Mean Dog Tannen from Back to the Future Part 3. But I saw
Which is
this...
weird, because this entire time, Raw Dog Applesauce has worn that face for me.
Oh. Well, anyway, the actor, Thomas Wilson, who played Biff and Mean Dog Tannen and Buford.
Oh! I was thinking Mean Dog review.
It's been a while since I thought of them. Hope they're doing okay. Yep. I don't think we're friends on Facebook anymore. I mean, he probably he struck me as one of those people who's like, you know what, kind of like you and both of you, actually, who are like, Facebook is not for me. I'm out.
Yep.
Thomas Wilson made a documentary he's like, I'm famous. He's like, I'm really famous, but I'm not famous enough, but I'm famous enough that you recognize me from that thing you saw on your screen. And so now when you see me, you're reminded of that thing on your screen. And so it's just like a talk about being like at the level of fame that he's at. And he took his camera around with him to different Back to the Future cons and with Christopher Lloyd and Leia Thompson and Michael J. Fox. He didn't really interview any of them. He sort of talked to Christopher Lloyd, but he didn't really interview the rest of them. But anyway, and it was just a fascinating, like, he interviewed his family of like what it's like to be friends with, or what it's like to be related to Biff. And like one of his cousins, like, I've never seen it. And he's like, and I feel like the longer I go without having seen it, the funnier it is. But like, there was one part where he was talking about how, he's constantly talking about how like very, like how opposite of his character is. Like, he's a very nice guy and like, we won't like stop people. Like, he'll be very nice and accommodating when people come up to him, and like, he'll sign things, and you know, he'll stop and talk to people, and he doesn't get bothered by it. And like, one of his daughters, she goes, "I have pregnant brain, but it's making me cry as I talk about it." Like, that the people associate you only with that character and don't realize that you are capable of a lot more in terms of both acting range and just you as a person. And then he was talking about like his mother died. And like, they were all there with her at the hospital. He's telling a story about how she passed away. And then like, he's sitting there with the body, and like the guy who has to come in and like take out all the tubes and stuff. It was like a different guy. He's like, "Hey, Back to the Future, right? Those movies are great." And he's like, "Fucking now?" Like, that's what he's inside yeah. thinking. But like, he's like, "I wanted to punch that guy in the fucking face, but I didn't. I just sort of said, yeah, it is a shame what happened to Michael J. Fox." Like, that's what he would ask him in that moment. It was a surprisingly fascinating documentary. It's free on YouTube. I will send you guys the link and put in the show notes.
So you're looking for a laughing place, eh?
Nice. If anybody gets a chance to see Tom Wilson do stand-up comedy, fucking do it.
Yes.
Speaking of stand-up comedy, yeah. You're gonna say no. You can go say more.
No, I was just gonna say, dude is fucking funny as shit. He will reach into your heart and push the joy button.
Humbly super famous, that is what it's called.
Oh, I love that.
We're gonna go see a comedy show, Tim.
I have yet to remember to ask my wife. I will presently. She was just in here a minute ago when Andy was talking about something, and I came back in, and it was something about like, "I wish that also did that to my penis." I'm like, "Wow, I should have been paying more attention because I cannot comment on this because I was busy talking to my wife."
I was making the joke that I wish that Caitlin did more hand stuff.
Oh.
Which is probably the reason we're not more successful, that I keep making jokes like that. The Tom Wilson documentary made me think of another documentary that I think we've name checked several times. I know that voice.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
About voice actors?
Yes. Similar vibe of like, there's that one, but there's another one. Shit. Stephen Tobolowsky. I think I think he did the documentary. I will find that thing. So I know that voice is one of them. I'm not going to find it. I'm not going to make people listen to me hem and haw while I like Google for this shit, but I will find the one with Stephen Tobolowsky, and give it to you so it can be in the links as well. It's a very similar, like, it's character actors. So it's, people recognize like, "Oh, hey, I know you from like this and like that and like this and like that," but you don't actually know the actor's name because you've seen them 1,000 times in 1,000 different roles, but they're never like, you know, this is a, you know, blockbuster A-lister or whatever. So they've been in like 1,000 fucking things, and you've definitely seen 900 of those 1,000 fucking things. And yet, you know, like it's that same kind of like this person's famous and you know that person's famous, but it's still not like, A-list fame or whatever. I'm explaining it badly.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, just one of those like character actors. I feel like this is a good example where you see him a ton of shit. You don't remember, you don't know their name, but like, you're like, "I've never seen that person." I feel like Walt Goggins can be like one of those people where I feel like he's done a lot of stuff and you may not know his name.
Is it that guy who was in that thing? Is that the documentary you're thinking of?
That sounds right.
I Know That Voice is available streaming on Peacock if you have that now.
Nice.
And that guy who was in that thing is streaming on Vudu. What the hell is that?
That's there are too many. Vudu is like.
Oh, it's free.
Oh, weird. I didn't know Vudu had a free thing.
Oh, maybe not. It says watch for free in the Vudu app. Free with ads. Yeah, it's free with ads.
Yeah, weird. Vudu, I think it used to be the like Fandango store.
Say Fandango.
Yeah, I think Amazon bought them, or maybe Amazon had bought them and then Fandango bought them from Amazon or something. I don't remember the history of it, but Vudu is just it's just another site that you can go to and like buy movies. Mm. So like it's one of the many vendors that's hooked up through Movies Anywhere. So usually if something is like on sale, it's usually on sale for like the best price is usually on Vudu. So if it's something, as long as it's not like, you know, fucking Lionsgate or somebody dodging Movies Anywhere like Neo and the Matrix, we've actually bought a ton of stuff through Vudu because it's usually the cheapest price.
Oh, wait, there's one Stephen Tobolowsky's birthday party, but it doesn't look like it has any other character actors in it that I can see.
Yeah, no, the thing that you said about the guy from that thing, that sounds right.
Okay. Well, that's enough of that. That rabbit hole is plumbed out.
It is. And really, you know, we are that guy who was in that thing. And that thing was this podcast that we've been doing for the last hour.
Wait, where is the window? Oh, there it is. I didn't see where my Zencaster window was. I'm like, I don't know how to check the... Holy crap, we have been going a while. All right.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Boop, boop.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong, boop, boop. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, remember, never trust that mezcal. It's supposed to be the best. Tastes earthy and smells like cow manure.
Not today, go in the bathroom in Home Depot.
Imagine what that means for yourself. Oh, boy.
I was the one who clicked it. And I was like, oh, why is no one interrupting me?
I know. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I did it. I did it on purpose. But part of my brain was like, wait, Noah's talking? I'm about to play a clip of Noah talking. He's interrupting me. My brain is so dumb sometimes. It's amazing. Like a dumbass piece of shit.
All our brains are that way. I'm just like, oh, why did I do that?
Like I did something recently that Danelle was like, oh, it reminds me of the time that you put your jacket on Stephanie while she was getting sick at a party. And you went, Tim's getting sick. Wait, I'm Tim.
Am I inside my body right now?
What do I hate this week? This week I hate when my brain does this. I got so distracted by thinking about, you know, Tim and Stephanie and jackets and whatever. Like, I had something that I hated and I forgot it. This week I hate how fucking old my brain apparently is. Fuck.
You mean you had something to hate and then you lost it?
Yeah,
haven't
I
you
did.
Ever lost anything to pass your car keys?
Your thing to hate.
Fancast. Thank you for being one of the 12 listeners to listen to another episode of the TanCast podcast. If you like it, please talk about it on your social medias, your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, if you're under 20. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also leave a comment on this or any other episode at TanCast.com. Special thanks and love to the late DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme, and special thanks to Vic, who created the official TanCast album art. Thanks again for tolerating our nonsense, and always remember, you're doing it. I totally misremembered that quote. Ever lost anything like you lost your car keys? And I know it's Mike Sean Connery is not getting any better, and I'm fine with it.
That's okay. Neither is his.
Oh, no. No. Yes.
But a little yes. A little bit yes.
About a little bit. Just a sousson.
A smidgen. A smidgen, yeah.
A smidgen pigeon.
You know, this episode, a smidgen pigeon for me.
What?
You guys are so weird.
I'm naming this episode Smidgen Pigeon when Raw Dog Applesauce is just sitting there waiting to be an episode title.
Do you really want to summon Raw Dog Applesauce, though? Like, that's kind of like Candyman. Don't be playing around with that name.
I just had a thought. I'm like, oh, I was going to share this. Ah, fuck it. Yep. Can't be that important.
Ah, fuck it.
Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah. Wait, where are you? Oh, fuck it. Oh, and right next to that,
the recording. Hey,
can I remember things?
Ended.
No, fuck you.
Yeah. Imagine what that means for yourself.